I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. There are moments in life when God calls us to a mountaintop. We can see it from one mountaintop to the other, clear, beautiful, almost within reach. The air up there looks cleaner. View looks better. The purpose feels certain. And when God places that mountain in front of us, we believe with good reason that we are meant to go there. But what we often don't see is the valley in between the two mountains. From where we stand, the mountain looks close. We don't always realize how long the valley stretches, how uneven the ground becomes, how many steps it will take, or how steep the climb will be on the other side. What looked like a short journey can turn into something that tests our patience, our faith, and our endurance. And it's in that valley where many of us begin to question, did I hear God right? Why is it taking so long? If that's where I'm supposed to be, why does this feel so hard? But the valley was never a mistake. The valley is not a sign that you're off course. It's often proof that you're on it. Because the same God who showed you the mountaintop is the same God who walks with you through the valley. As Psalm 23, verse 4 reminds us, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll feel no evil, for you are with me. We do not live in the valley. We walk through it. And notice something else. Scripture doesn't say if we enter the valley, it says when. Isaiah 43:2 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. God never promised a valley-free life, but he promised his presence in every step of it. The valley may be wide. It may feel like it's taking longer than you expected. You may feel tired, stretched, even discouraged. But God is not absent in your struggle. He is active in it. In fact, the valley has purpose. James 1:2-4 tells us that trials produce perseverance, that something is being built in you that cannot be formed on the mountaintop. And Psalm 84:5-7 says that if we pass through the valley, it can become a place of springs. God can take the driest, hardest seasons of your life and turn them into something life-giving. So what do we do in the valley? We walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight, because if we only trust what we see, we'll give up when the mountain looks farther than we expected. We wait on the Lord. Isaiah 40:31 reminds us that those who wait on him will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. That strength isn't just for the mountaintop, it's for the journey to get there. And we hold on to this truth. If God showed you the mountain, he's not going to abandon you in the valley. Philippians 1:6 says, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Even when it feels delayed, it's not denied. Habakkuk 2:3 says, though it linger, wait for it, it will certainly come. So hear this today. The valley is temporary. It has a beginning and it has an end. It is not your destination. It is your pathway. Anyone can celebrate on the mountain, but it's the valley that we learn to trust God, to depend on him, to follow his footsteps when we can't see the full path ahead. So if you find yourself here today, somewhere between where you started and where God is calling you, don't lose heart. Keep walking. Even when you don't see the full path, trust the one who does. Even when the mountain seems far away, remember that every step forward matters. God is not rushing you, and he's not abandoning you. And one day, you will look back and realize something powerful. The valley you thought would break you is the very place God strengthened you. So don't fear the valley. Walk it. Because the mountain is still there, the promise is still true, and God is still with you. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.